All right, good morning. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. This is Tuesday, October 14th. And we have a 9:30 agenda item for meeting with county attorney for legal staff updates and consider action items. And the first action item is an addendum to the animal shelter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To adjust the dates for the due dates for the proposals. As I understand it, there weren't any questions posed during the walkthrough. So we just need to amend the date so that we have a quorum.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I don't recall the original date they were due. Do you, Aaron?
Not off the top of my head.
It's just adjusting that due date so that you can all be here to.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'm curious how many people were there for the walkthrough.
Chair Holton and the board, there were two different organizations, Viking Veterinary and West Valley, showed up. We noticed that it wasn't required on the application that they had to go. I did receive another inquiry from a, it was weird, it was kind of like an architect firm, but they were tied up to this other company that was interested in applying for the RFP as well. And so we'll see how it plays out, but there was only two organizations essentially there.
Thank you.
Okay. Other questions? All right. I would consider any closing dialogue or motion.
Chairman, I move that the board approves addendum number one for the animal shelter project as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Laura. Next agenda item, action item, consider fiscal year 2026 Pickles Butte Sanitary Landfill Monitoring Well Project Agreement.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I think we're looking to sign the contract for the 2026 Pickles Butte Sanitary Landfill Monitoring Well Project. As you recall, we sent a letter to Abundant Water Wells, letting them know we accepted their bid for the project. Sent out the letter, sent out the contract, and I believe we're just to the point where we're just signing the contract. From what I know and understand, there was no revisions. They accepted our standard contract as is.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron, but I don't think they had any changes. So yeah, we're just signing the contract so we can start the project this fiscal year.
Chairman, may I ask a question?
Sure.
Just confirming for the record, we have a lot of paperwork that comes before us, but the amount of this contract is valued at $314,020. And so monthly invoicing, and then do you anticipate that it will take a year to complete this project?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, it should take a couple months.
Okay.
I think they're, from what I understand, just talking to them, they'd like to get started pretty quick.
Yeah.
So,
this date says October 1st, but as soon as we can sign the contract, but it also runs through September 30th of 2026, which is a pretty long leash.
Yeah, just standard language. We just want to make sure we get it done in this fiscal year.
Okay.
We'll get started here within the next month or so.
And Chairman, I'm in favor of signing this contract as presented. This does have a payment and performance bond on it, as well as a liquidated damages clause, so it all looks good.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We don't have any, nothing has come up as a red flag that we would have concerns moving forward with this entity.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, member of board, no. Everything, any anecdotal information I've received, they're good to work with, and they're local, and excited to work with them.
Okay. I'm in favor, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
And I move that we sign the fiscal year 2026 Pickles Butte Sanitary Landfill Monitoring Well Project Agreement as presented.
I second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the third action item is consider renewable service agreement with Sunbelt Controls.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, this is just our standard service agreement with Sunbelt Controls. They do all of our DDC controls for HVAC units throughout our campus. This is kind of just a standard form. They had a slight increase, but nothing extraordinary.
Chairman, we've been doing business with them on maintenance for several years.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I believe for the last at least 10 years we've been using Sunbelt Controls.
Yeah, and the interesting part on this, you have a lot to manage on terms of buildings and HVAC units. So those are listed on page one of the renewable service agreement. So it's a lot to keep that running. Sometimes you don't always know what's going to be in or out of service, but I'm in favor of signing this contract as presented.
I am too.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the agreement, the contract with renewable service. I'm sorry, let me start again. I move that the board signs the renewable service agreement with Sunbelt Controls as presented.
I second.
Okay. And legal's reviewed the contract.
Chairman, yes, we have, and Rick has sent it over to our office. We reviewed it. There's no different change in terms and conditions other than a slight price adjustment.
Okay.
All the buildings are correctly identified.
Perfect.
Chairman, can I ask a question in the midst of that? So on page three, added benefits. Rick, can you break out which labor rate applies on the normal? There's $160 an hour versus the preferred labor rate of $130.
Yeah, so as Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, for us being a kind of a longevity customer with Sunbelt, they have gave us a decrease in the overall rate. Again, this is being just customers of theirs for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And if there's any additional work that is not part of the service contract that we haven't come out, it will be at that $130 rate instead of the $160 rate. So there is every once in a while we'll have them come out. So say if we put a new unit up on the roof and they have to come in and what they call is push it on the software side of things, you know, on the through the software internet side, we do have them come back on that when on occasion, and so that is that fee that will additional fee that we'll pay for that.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, there is a motion made and a second pending. Are we okay to proceed?
Yes. Thank you, Chairman.
All right. So, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Fourth action item is to consider independent contractor agreement for CPA cases with Jeffrey Nielsen.
Chairman, this is the ongoing is, I think we're just about done getting all the independent contractor agreements for attorneys willing to be appointed by the county for the guardian ad litem and developmental disability appointments that still remain part of the expenses for the county, at least under the guardian ad litem program still, that billing does go through the county, and then the county receives reimbursement from the state on those. That process has worked well for a year. The county has received reimbursement on those, but Mr. Nielsen submitted his contract and agreement. He's a licensed attorney in Idaho and has handled these matters before.
All right. Excellent.
Chairman, I'm in favor of approving this contract as presented.
So am I. Yeah. I'd consider a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the independent contractor agreement for CPA cases with Jeffrey Nielsen as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Is there other items of business that for discussion that we need for the open record? I think I have at least one executive session issue for legal counsel.
I don't have anything else, Chairman.
Okay. I would suggest we go in under DNF, please.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061. subsection D for records exempt, and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton? Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session. Thank you.